From the Mid-Hudson Valley Broadcast Studio at IBM Poughkeepsie, this is Behind the Bots, the podcast that brings you the stories of the builders behind BattleBots. I'm Chris.
I'm Luke.
And I'm Lindsay.
And on the show today, we're wrapping up our guide to the rookie bots competing for their first time ever in BattleBots. Today we're featuring seven bots: Rainbow, Ribbit, Shatter, Shellshock, Sidewinder, Uppercut, and Wanhoo.
Later, we'll wrap up our show with this week's Combat Robotics event calendar. Remember, you can always go online and rate us and leave us a nice little review on iTunes. Follow us on Facebook to get your daily dose of BattleBots. And of course, tell a friend about our show. We are looking to grow our audience and we really appreciate your support.
All right, let's dive right into this. And let's talk about Rainbow. Luke, tell us about Rainbow.
Rainbow is the first Russian team to ever compete on BattleBots, and it's made by a team called Team Unicorn, which is based out of St. Petersburg. So Rainbow is a horizontal bar spinner that looks kind of like a mix between Tombstone and the first season of Cobalt.
Right.
So by that, what I mean, it's got the same kind of triangular design of Tombstone, but it has protected wheels inside of this metal shell, kind of like Cobalt. The metal bar weighs 55 pounds, and it spins at about 186 miles per hour. That's what the team was saying online. And the team itself has been competing since 2016, and it's the result of three different combat robotics teams in Russia combining into one for Team Unicorn. So this team set out to raise $6,200 from a crowdfunding site. They raised about half of that amount, and they used that to build.
Locally in Russia?
Yeah. Yeah, a Russian crowdfunding site.
Comrade.
They've got this really colorful design. So when you look at it, it looks like kind of just a unicorn threw up on the top of it.
Right.
Lots of colors. The bar itself is rainbow colored, which is going to look really, really cool on TV.
I hope when it spins up, it kind of like makes a beautiful rainbow.
Yeah. And, you know, you've got to love the unicorn theme for a robot.
It kind of looks like that game Splatoon.
Mm.
Yeah, it is Splatoon-esque.
Yeah.
I like Splatoon.
And of course, all of the teammates are sporting onesies of very vibrant animals. I believe it's unicorns. So hopefully they have some great air conditioning there in the BattleBots arena.
They posted online that the other teams had bought them unicorn-themed stuff inside of the pits. So they posted photos of like a unicorn kind of like pool inflatable toy, unicorn balloons and stuff. So some cool camaraderie among veteran teams and rookie teams.
Mm-hmm.
I love hearing stories of that.
Yeah,
it's a good community.
I mean, ultimately, we're all here to kill each other with robots, but let's love each other at the same time. Right, guys?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Let's talk about Ribbit.
Yeah.
Oh, I love this bot.
I'm not sure if it's Ribbit or Ribot.
Ribot.
Mm. Ribot. Yeah. As
going
you can guess, it's a frog-themed bot. So if you looked at it, it would just look like a giant frog, like the size of a card table or something, right?
Mm-hmm.
They designed these foam arms and legs and kind of like a foam frog face that they put on top of a conventional combat robot. And because it's foam, it's designed to get ripped off in combat. So that's
right.
Going to
like a spray foam. Or
yeah, it's going to look so cool on TV, you know, to kind of see this this frog being deconstructed like immediately, right? The cool thing about this bot is that it's a modular design. So it has four different main weapons that the team can switch out. So it's got a lifter, it's got a wedge, it has a horizontal spinner, and a vertical spinner.
Wow.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So I have a question.
Sure.
Modular bots, do you think it makes sense of like focus all of your attention and making one really, really good, strong weapon? Or do you think it behooves them to actually come up with four different weapons depending on the situation? I mean, I can see the merits of both, but in terms of practicality.
Yeah. I'll tell you this. I've never rooted for a modular bot.
Interesting.
Shade, Chris.
Yeah. But, I mean, this is it's definitely an interesting bot. It looks very fun. From the promotional pic, you see that it actually has a spinner that's located, like, right off the floor. Like, you know, from the get-go, I know, depending on how far into the season they are, you're going to incur some problems with just the floor of the arena.
Right.
You know, once, like, Deep Six and Tombstone kind of have a chance to completely destroy the floor, they're going to run into some problems. I'd imagine in that instance, it's going to be better that they're going to have other module weapons that they can go to.
Right.
I don't necessarily know, like, what this bot can do with just a ramp, you know. And I'm really curious to see what it could do with a vertical spinner. But I kind of like the idea of the foam kind of being like a bulletproof vest that it's wearing around itself. I don't know if it's going to be quite enough to protect its tires. It's pretty exposed.
Right.
But I wish these guys best of luck.
I'm an animal lover, so on one hand, I'm really happy, and I love the design of this cute little frog. On the other hand, seeing that frog getting destroyed, probably episode after episode, it'll be a little heart-wrenching, but because he is just so cute. But I'm excited to see what happens.
They just have to, like, attack it with cans of spray foam, like, in between challenges, and I think that's actually kind of – it would be really fun to watch.
Yeah. Do they have, like, more foam to replace it with, or do they just have to, like, spray paint over what's remaining and have this weird mangled
frog? Can you imagine if they didn't bring other arms and legs and it just looked like some kind of zombie warrior?
Oh, that'd be kind of cool. Yeah.
I think
you might have just named my future battle bot.
Ooh.
So, Lindsay, you know, like to your earlier question about modular versus kind of specialized weapons, I think that it doesn't matter what design you have, you are going to be weak against a particular type of weapon, right? You see this with the champions last season, Bite Force, right? The only type of bot that could get far at all with Bite Force was a hammer bot. So the ability to say, you know, I'm going to put a hammer on my bot today because I'm facing off against Bite Force, and tomorrow in my match I'm going to put in a vertical spinner because that is what my opponent is weak against, I think it's pretty compelling. I think that the challenge is that you start to make design trade-offs.
Yeah.
Right.
Because you're kind of like a jack of all trades, master of none, because you have to really design this bot so it can fit these modular pieces,
mm-hmm.
Which is tough. I would say, like, the team itself, it's college students. It's a college team out of WPI in Massachusetts. And WPI has itself, you know, a pretty prestigious set of alumni. Bite Force's Paul Ventimiglia and Jeremiah Gino. And those two often come back to WPI to talk to students who are building combat robots. So they're really still pretty connected with their school.
Yeah, maybe we'll get an in-school rivalry.
Ooh.
It would be cool to see Ribot take on Bite Force.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let us jump over to Shatter.
Shatter! With an exclamation mark.
That's true. With an exclamation mark. True. You know, like, the three of us, we're all based in the Hudson Valley. So our hometown team would technically be Shatter. It's made by a team called Bots FC, which is based in Brooklyn.
Awesome team.
Yeah.
Great people.
So we're a little biased, but yeah, we love Shatter.
Maybe the best.
Yeah. Shatter's the best. Yeah. So Bots FC have spent the last couple of years building versions of Shatter, this kind of like high powered electric hammer bot that's run on Mechanum wheels. So if you're not familiar with what Mechanum wheels are, it's this really complicated wheel design, which allows you to drive sideways just as easily as you drive forwards and backwards. The benefit of Mechanum wheels, especially for something like a hammerbot, is that Shatter can now make perfect circles
right
around its opponent.
To put this thing in layman's terms, this thing is like the Wonka Vader of battle bots. It can move back, it can move forward, it can move side to side. diagonal ways.
Oh, the Wonkavator. Like, okay.
It could just kind of go wherever. So one of the cool things about having a hammer is, you know, the impact that you can kind of make to the top of another bot. But the problem that you often run into is you can't be very precise with where you're making your hits. Mm. But, like, being able to just kind of slide along on that x-axis. Like,
yeah,
you
like
can,
float.
Yeah, you kind of can float along and be a little bit more precise with your hits, and that's going to be pretty cool.
Yeah. They've been building versions of this design for years now. They've competed at Orlando Maker Faire, where they won last year, which was pretty exciting, Robo Games and King of Bots in China. So we've seen Mechanum Wheels just once before on BattleBots with a super heavyweight called Alcoholic Stepfather.
Oh, boy.
That's the best name, right? Like, you know, Comedy Central, they'd like allow stuff like
right.
Alcoholic Stepfather.
Yeah.
Hammerbots, you know, as I said, you know, they seem to do really well against specific kinds of bots just because the top of the bot is typically not where you put all of your armor, you know, like
right.
Usually your armor is right in the front of the bot. So Hammerbots can kind of like reach in, hit the top of the bot, try and jostle something loose.
It's kind of cool. I don't know how worthy the armor is around it, but it's kind of cool how they really don't have like a lot of long flat surfaces for things to kind of get caught on. It looks like it's kind of designed to be deflected off of.
The kind of like fun fact about the bot that we learned when we interviewed this team, they initially applied with a bot named Green. So it was also going to be a hammer bot, except they were going to cover the entire bot with AstroTurf.
Aww.
And they were going to yell four every single time. That
on the golf theme?
Hit. Yeah, golf theme.
Okay.
I like it.
You know what I wish that we would see at this point is like a bot that had built-in sound effects.
Oh.
So rather than the team yelling four, if it just had like little speakers and it could detect when it made a hit and then it could yell four. Right. Or like have catchphrases.
I mean, you're only sacrificing a couple of ounces.
Yeah, what's
for
a couple of ounces for like supreme entertainment?
Just for total annoyance instead of a battle box. Just like every hit, just like bah, 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 bah.
Oh, man.
Team, how about, these are free ideas.
A bot could have lasers that shoots directly into the eyes of the enemy driver.
Right.
Brilliant. Yeah.
Now we're getting a little crazy.
Well, we're just thinking outside the box. So, Shatter, what do you think? Long term, going to win or definitely going to win?
Oh, that's a good question. I think that Shatter is going to do well. You know, I think like the big question that we have is of these 25 new rookie teams, which one is going to go furthest in, you know, the final 16? I think that Shatter has a chance. You know, when I think of bots that really kind of stick out, I would say like Quantum has mm-hmm. a chance. Mammoth has a chance. I'm like excited about these kind of like serious bot designs like Black Dragon, like Railgun Max.
Daisy Cutter.
Daisy Cutter, yeah, exactly. But no, I think Shatter is going to do.
Yeah,
do
Shatter's
pretty well.
Proof positive that there's room in the final bracket for rookie teams.
My one question about Shatter is the Mechanum Wheels. So they don't, you know, it doesn't make your bot travel as fast. this kind of like floating motion can be like difficult to control in the heat of battle, right? Mm. But it's an interesting dynamic, you know. You have so many bots that for years have just been designed to ram each other at full speed, full armor. You know, they've got the main weapon going. This is like kind of this floating bot that hits the top of the bot like really, really hard. So I think it's going to be one to watch. You know, we were talking about this earlier, but I think the reason why we're seeing so many hammer bots like Shatter, is because BattleBots last season kind of perfected the design of the perfect killer robot, right? It is essentially Bite Force, right?
Right.
It is tough. It's small. It's compact. It's fast. It's got a vertical spinner, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we're kind of getting away from these, like, weirder robot designs, like kind of the ones that we really want to see.
Right.
And so I think Hammerbots are going to level the playing field a little bit more in this season.
Right, because Bite Force is basically an answer for another type of killer robot that used to dominate, like a horizontal spinner. And basically that's really kind of what we see the evolution of BattleBots being. You know, a new model comes along and kind of defeats the old one, but maybe it's not necessarily good enough against another bot design.
Right.
And let's not forget that Bots FC, while Shatter might be their first bot competing in BattleBots, it's definitely not their first bot that they've competed with at a professional level. So I think, you know, they have a lot of good experience to draw from. And I think, you know, they're coming into this with a lot of prior experience and knowledge and you know, they figured out what works.
Yeah. There's a lot of titanium in Shatter. That's what we learned in this interview. And without sponsors, without the help of sponsors, this thing would cost about $25,000 to build from the ground up.
Wow.
And, you know, it was a sprint to build Shatter. They built it in like 6 weeks.
Well, it's like 2 months rent in Brooklyn. So kind of makes sense.
That's like 1 month. Oh, $25,000.
Yeah, $25,000.
Yeah.
We are looking forward to seeing you, Shatter. Let's talk about Shell Shock. Luke, tell us about Shell Shock.
Shell Shock, yeah. This is a high school team that's captained by an entrepreneur named George Kirkman. So George Kirkman runs a local chain of robotics stores in Southern California called Rolling Robots. So the team is made up of four juniors from four different high schools in Southern California, and they've competed in high school robotics competitions through VEX Robotics, and they've even advanced to the world championships. So, you know.
Wow, very cool.
They know how to build robots. Yeah. So Shell Shock is a circular full-body shell spinner with 12 retractable wheels and electromagnets.
How do those
work? I'm sorry.
Yeah, electromagnets. Okay. So it's designed so like with magnets, if they engage the magnets and they retract their wheels, it literally just becomes a turtle where, you know, it sticks to the battle box floor.
What?
And just spins in like a defensive mode. So it's designed, I mean, if it works as designed, it'll be really, really hard to flip this bot over, and it'll just sit there and spin all the way up. It can disengage the electromagnets and put its wheels back down and then start moving again.
Holy cow.
Wow. When I first heard that this bot was inspired by a turtle, I thought to myself, yeah, what inspires fear more than a turtle? You know, it's fast and strong powerful.
We have... sharks, frogs, turtles, two different types of elephants.
Yeah.
Yeah, but understanding, you know, the different aspect of the turtle that really inspired them and like the retractable portion, I think that's pretty cool. I wouldn't have thought of that. No, I don't know if anyone has.
The electromagnets have been tried before and they haven't been successful. Mm-hmm. But these are pretty smart kids. I mean, they, I'm sure, have looked at those past designs. I think, like, the challenge is that the floor, the battle box floor, mm-hmm. can have any number of layers in it.
I think the arena floor is like a thin piece of steel sheet metal that's essentially adhered to plywood.
Okay.
With, like, that the more of the rubberized texture on top.
Yeah.
You know, so other bots could have traction.
You know, this is, you know, the shell itself can, you know, that it's interchangeable and it's got these teeth on the outside of the shell. So the entire thing spins. They can change it out with different colors. It's got LED lights underneath it. It's a pretty cool looking bot. And I think the question of whether electromagnets are really going to be an effective design choice this year is going to be kind of the thing to watch with this particular bot.
Let's talk about Sidewinder.
Sidewinder. Utah-based family team captained by Josh Coates. He's the former CEO of Instructure, which is a publicly traded educational technology company.
Wow.
Yeah. Have you heard of these guys?
No, but...
They make Canvas. Have you heard of Canvas?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I've used Canvas.
Yeah.
Wow,
so,
okay.
Instructure.
Pretty cool.
Yeah, he was one of the early investors in Instructure, and he was their CEO for 8 years. And so, yeah, now he is Instructure's executive chairman. And on the side, he is a killer robot maker.
Double life.
So Sidewinder is called Sidewinder because it has a horizontal bar spinner that just sits on the left side of the bot versus the front of the bot.
It's like if you had a ramp bot and your conjoined twin tombstone was growing out the side of your face. That's kind of how I describe the bot.
Yeah. The front of the bot has these two independently moving wedgelets. So, you can crash into a bot and very quickly kind of spin the bot and hit it with your horizontal bar spinner.
Right.
Josh's first combat robot, he brought to Rogue Games 2017. He competed with a bot called Sluggo, which is a horizontal bar spinner with mechanum wheels.
Oh, cool.
So this time around with Sidewinder, he ditched the mechanum wheels. They're conventional wheels. And the teams also competed last year in a Chinese show called Clash Bots. And they used a similar kind of like mechanum / horizontal spinner. So, I mean, this is like the third version of this. They've given a lot of thought to the design. They responded to somebody on Instagram who was kind of like criticizing the design because it looks a little weird, right?
Uh-oh.
And he wrote, "It's probably difficult to visualize without actually seeing it in action, but a horizontal spinning blade is equally effective independent of the orientation." So, thought about it?
I guess it's true.
Yeah.
Design's not entirely crazy.
Yeah, it's kind of an interesting concept where you can, you know, hopefully get on the underside of like the melee side of a bot by having them kind of lift up on your ramp and then dropping them off on the side of your horizontal spinner. Pretty clever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have no idea how it'll perform. I'm kind of excited. I lose orientation just like looking at it, like which way is forward. But
yeah. Well, I mean, like, if it spins around fast enough, I mean, like, it can absolutely connect.
Well, that's probably the question is, like, just how fast can it spin around to get that horizontal spinner to connect?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's got four wheels in the chassis. I doubt that they can, like, turn on a dime like a two-wheeled bot like Tombstone could, but it'll be interesting to see.
Yeah.
All right. Moving along, we have... And this thing is just crazy. I don't even know what to make of it. You look at the team. There's like 47 people standing there, and they're very proud of this bot called Uppercut. Luke, tell us about Uppercut.
Uppercut. Yeah, this is a college team from MIT.
I've heard of that.
Yeah, it's a school. It's like a new thing. Like people are starting to talk about MIT. It's getting like a lot of buzz, you know, among engineers.
Mm-hmm. I'll have to jot that down.
Yeah. So this is made by the MIT Combat Robotics Club. So Massachusetts, like when you kind of like look at the map of the U.S. and you kind of overlay that with where the teams are, Massachusetts is just huge for combat robotics. So it's kind of like California, Florida, Massachusetts, right? So Massachusetts has like teams like Sawblaze, Valkyrie, Bloodsport, Ribot, and Uppercut.
Mm-hmm.
Past teams like Brutus and Overhaul. And so they say that Uppercut is a puncher, which is intriguing. They haven't posted video of the main weapon.
Oh, man.
But from what it looks like, at least to me, it looks like it is a fist-shaped...
Asymmetrical vertical spinner.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
There's something very unpleasing about looking at the weapon that might be a tactical advantage.
Yeah. I wouldn't put it past them.
I think when it's spinning up to full speed, though, you're not going to really even tell that it's shaped like a fist.
At slower speeds, this bot would only have a chance on other channels.
Yeah, so it's got a short wedge on the front, and it's got this 50-pound metal fist right there on the front. And I think that it spins. Yeah, it looks like it spins really fast, and it's just kind of like making this uppercut punching motion, right?
Right, yeah.
I mean, just looking into the production value of the team, like the whole team, they're wearing these silk robes with
and like Rocky, like
yeah,
coming
yeah.
out for a big boxing match.
Yeah, there's like flames all over them. They're really like they have the cohesion going on. They've clearly put a lot of time and thought into the aesthetics of this bot, and I'm sure you know a lot more time into the actual mechanics of the bot.
Mm.
So they're putting a lot of effort into it. I want to see what that translates into. Mm-hmm. We've never had a fist-punching bot before.
Well, no. We've had Tantrum. Do you remember Tantrum from
right.
last season?
Mm-hmm.
Well, Tantrum is back this season as
Ooh.
Well. And it's got this really cool, like, just fist, like, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I mean, like, that's more of, like, kind of a conventional fist motion, right?
Right, right.
You know, just, like, back and forth, where this is more of, like, bite force meets a fist.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully this season Uppercut can offer up quite the knuckle sandwich.
Oh.
We got through so many bots and not a single pun. I guess we had to expect it at some point.
All right.
Anyway.
So lastly, but not leastly, we have Wan Hu.
Yeah.
Luke, tell us about Wan Hu.
So this is the second of two Chinese teams competing this season on BattleBots. The other new Chinese team is Railgun Max. Now, Wan Hu is a vertical disc spinner. So it's got this really wide, low design with two protected wheels, like right on the outside of the bot's design. And it looks really, really, really nimble
yeah.
in their test box footage. So this thing is really maneuverable. It's got this powerful vertical disc spinner. And I think that it's got all of the elements of a winning bot design.
Yeah, it's beautifully designed. You can tell that there's a lot of thought and effort put into the engineering behind it. It's a two-wheel design. It could probably turn on a dime. It has those two wedgelets in the front that look like structurally a lot of thought and consideration was put into their design. They don't come down to fine points that could potentially be hazardous with the floor. They look like – this thing looks like it's built for control, and it looks like it's built to win.
Yeah.
It does look intimidating. And one thing that's interesting is the – I don't know what the tires are made out of, but the tires look like they're made out of a different material than we're used to seeing in a traditional bot.
Like a solid –
Yeah.
Solid tire.
Yeah.
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 I mean, they're exposed a little bit, but it looks like it might be stronger than a traditional material. So, yeah, it'll be interesting to see how that plays out.
Mm-hmm.
But this is one intimidating looking bot. If this was, you know, walking along the sidewalk with me, I'd be a little scared.
Yeah. We're seeing really serious bot
yeah.
designs out of China, right? Like, we're not seeing joke bots or gimmick bots, kind of themed bots. These
not
teams.
Too many bowling themed bots coming out of China this year. That
exactly
is correct.
Right. You know, we're seeing just like really serious competitors coming out. They were saying in their intro video that they're designing kind of like machine learning and artificial intelligence so that the bot will one day drive itself inside
yeah.
of the box,
wow.
which. Is pretty intriguing.
Yeah, the next iteration of this sport is probably going to go to a bot that thinks for itself. I know, like we have Team Chomp that had incorporated
Chomp.
You yeah. know, certain AI elements into their bot, but how can that be honed further? How can that be more sophisticated?
Now, Chomp, if I'm remembering correctly, it had a sensor on the front, so it wouldn't fire the weapon unless there was an opponent in front of it. Is
mm-hmm.
that right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'll miss them this season.
I mean, I guess the question is, so like, obviously, these are essentially like killer remote controlled cars, right?
Yep.
does it become less interesting to watch if it's just two AIs going against each other?
Well, ultimately, your teams are going to grow because you're going to need the additional engineering support for the people who can support like these AI and machine learning programs that are going to be driving these things to kill each other.
Yeah.
There's going to have to be significantly more money to invest into the bots because each one needs to have an AI that is specifically curtailed to the design of your bot.
Mm. But I mean, it's just software, you know, like I've made software. I've got a sensor on the front. I've got a couple of eyes. Like I can tell where my opponent is.
Right.
You know.
Yeah.
Like, is that boring to watch? What do you think?
I think something would be lost if we turn it over to that, and the whole element of the driver and, you know, having to have a skilled driver who specializes in that.
Yeah.
Like anything new, I think it would be a little bit slow at first, a little bit of a crawl. You know, you're going to have to watch, you know, these bots kind of make very calculated steps and maneuver. And you might have a 3-minute match where they don't even attack each other because they're just trying to get the right orientation. But, you know, give it time. Give it 10, 15 years. Who knows? Maybe 5. I don't know. But if you're seeing two bots literally fly around the arena like lightning, you know, fighting faster than two human pilots could ever manage to push one of their bots, I think that'd be super exciting to watch.
Yeah.
I mean, give it enough time and those bots will figure out a way to get out of the battle box and into the crowd.
There you go.
Still waiting on that.
You know, I think it would be interesting to see a human drive against an AI.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're going completely off topic on a rant right here, but
sure.
Another thing that I've always been curious about, you know, we see and we hear from a lot of engineers that say it's very difficult to actually drive in the battle box because it's a very large area.
Yeah.
And you might be tucked all the way over in a far corner and you really can't see if you're, let's say, behind another bot, behind a hazard. Like, you can't see the orientation of your bot. You can't tell what's going on. You don't know when to fire your weapon. I'm actually surprised that we've never seen teams like explore like a VR headset goggles kind of thing with a camera facing front, like you see in the drone racing league. You know, we know it's possible for a very lightweight VR system to be put in place because those drones weigh absolutely nothing and they're flying at 70 miles an hour through malls and stuff, you know. So
that is a great idea.
Yeah. I'm going to patent that. Don't even think about it.
I mean, I want to see like that. I want to see footage of that on the show itself.
Yeah.
You know, like what does it look like when you're driving at each other at 15 miles an hour and you make that first contact, you know?
Like a slow-mo replay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think we've seen a few bots in the past that had like an actual cam mounted to it. But I mean, if it was actually driven, you know, by a pilot that had a VR headset on, you're exclusively looking through the lens of that bot. Like, it doesn't matter where you are.
So one of these interesting things that I learned this week is that the battle box itself is a silent element of the match that you don't really see.
Yes.
So like a really good driver will walk around the box and like make mental notes of every single place where there's a piece of the floor that's up,
right?
They're watching the clock, you know, like when it gets down to a minute, like they know exactly where those saws are. Like being able to figure out exactly where you are in the box at any given time is an element to winning, you know?
Right.
And it would be interesting to see like an AI that was fast enough to know to avoid a particular spot inside of the box.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess the more I'm thinking about this, I wouldn't want to see two AIs go against each other, but I would want to see a human take on an AI.
Ray Billings. No robots, just Ray versus an AI death machine.
Like Ray physically, the man.
Physically, the man.
Punching a robot.
Well, grappling, punching, wrestling.
Maybe just a
good stern kick.
It's a good spinoff.
Yeah. I mean, if anyone can do it, it's
spinoff
it's him,
is actually his robot fighting name.
Oh, boy. So I believe that brings us through to all new rookie bots competing this year. Are there any standouts? Is there anything that you're looking out for? Is there just anything you're excited about?
There's definitely standouts, that's for sure. I mean, there's some great designs. There's some great teams. I love seeing students, you know. I love seeing, you know, all female engineering teams.
Yeah.
There's certain teams that I'm really rooting for. We have a local, you know, our hometown team, you know, Shatter. I think we got an exclamation point there. I'm excited to see them. It's really going to be, I think, an amazing season that we got coming up.
Chris, to pin you down, if you had to choose one new bot.
I've had to choose one new bot out of this cast of rookies.
Yeah.
Oof. Oh, my goodness. Daisy Cutter.
No, stop.
They might surprise
I think they're going to surprise us.
Yeah.
All right, so okay, maybe not Daisy Cutter, but I'm excited to see what we're gonna get out of Mammoth.
Okay,
I'm really excited to see, what Shatter is gonna do.
One bot, Chris.
Oh.
I can't. I'm not. It's too early in the season for me to pick a horse.
No,
yet.
I know. That's why it's fun.
Well, let's start with you. Who would you choose? Yeah.
Oh no, I love them all equally.
Oh, I see. Okay, I'll go on.
No. I've got a good answer. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I really want to see. Well, okay, I'm most excited about Mammoth, but I'm most intrigued by Deep Six.
Mm.
Interesting. Yeah. Deep Six. I'd imagine that we're going to get some spectacular moments out of that bot.
Yeah.
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 Okay, so I would say in terms of, like, sheer joy just watching this bot, I imagine I'm going to really love Jasper.
Yeah.
For those who don't recall, Jasper is the one that looks like it's straight out of a Toy Story movie.
Yeah.
It's bright green. It looks like Buzz Lightyear. I don't know. I'm just really excited to see what it can do. Even if it doesn't win, it's just going to make me happy. Yeah, I'm also really intrigued by Deep Six.
Yeah.
Yeah. But who knows? Like, this is a long season. There's going to be some wild cards.
Yeah.
I'm excited to see what these rookies can do up against the old veterans like Tombstone and everyone else. Oh, my. Yeah. But also, I'm really looking forward to see Sawblaze, my old favorite.
Yeah, Sawblaze is definitely one of my favorites.
And they've made some changes this year, so.
Yeah. I'm excited to see the new design. I want to see how well it performs. It looks like the dustpan has changed up a bit that they had in front. But still, that super wide wheelbase that I personally love. So I have Sawblaze. Obviously, I'm a huge Minotaur fan. I love the team. I love the energy that they have. Every year, they deserve it.
Yeah.
And, I just kind of hope that they get there again. And then, of course, Team Huge, came out of nowhere, and I absolutely fell in love with them. They were super nice, great people. We saw them ourselves at Motorama, and they came up. And my cousin Jackson, he's like an 11-year-old boy who is the president of his class's robotics club, and they literally gave him a piece right off of Huge and signed it. I mean, these are
so
amazing
jealous.
People.
Yeah.
And then so I have Sawblaze, I have Huge, I have Minotaur. These are great teams. You can't just choose a rookie necessarily over one of them, but
not over one of them.
No.
Which rookie are you most excited about?
Right. Yeah.
Do you have one?
I'm gonna say Mammoth.
Mammoth.
Yeah. I just want to see some flipping.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's been
Mammoth
a while.
Mammoth versus Bronco. What would happen?
I don't like. Ugh. Really? I don't know. I mean, that's a really big bot to launch in the air.
Yeah, yeah. I don't think that it can be launched.
No.
Yeah.
It's got too wide of a base. The thing I really like about Mammoth is it just breaks all of the conventional thinking about combat robots.
Now, didn't they actually have to change the box at a different arena, like, to accommodate Mammoth?
Well, yeah, so the Orlando Maker Fair, they have this box, and they hadn't designed the doors to accommodate something the size of Mammoth, so they had to like turn it on its side, kind of like wedge it in, which I love that.
Yeah
I want to see more bots that just break the rules.
Right.
I want to see more,
which is
Huges.
Why once again why I fell in love with Huge so quickly. I mean, they were just like, oh, everybody's doing these types of spinners.
Right.
How can we totally blast that right in the face?
They did really well for a rookie team last season.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
And they've been competing with variants of this design like all off season. So, they're going to come back in 2019, and I think they're going to do well.
Yeah.
I can't wait. I'm so excited.
Yeah, and we're only days away, guys.
Woo, woo!
So, yeah, so with that, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll get back to you with this week's events calendar that's going to be provided to you by Lindsay. So stay tuned, folks.
Stay tuned. All right, it is time for this week's Combat Robotics event calendar. There's a big one-day live streaming event happening this Thursday on Twitch. There will be 10 BattleBots teams, and they will compete at a conference that's being put on by Amazon.com. Yes, that Amazon. It's a standalone exhibition match, and the teams will be competing for a giant bolt, so watch out for that. Yes.
Now, I'm sorry to interrupt, but do you think that giant bolt fits that giant nut?
Yeah. It does.
And if you win both, you could put the two together.
Yeah.
And just snap your arms off trying to lift the thing up over your head.
All right. Well, then you unlock the secrets of the universe.
Where do they get these nuts and these bolts from? I mean, these are real nuts and bolts, right?
Yeah, I'd imagine. I mean, there's definitely machinery out there that requires nuts and bolts this big.
Wow.
They're probably gigantic earth-moving equipment.
Yeah.
Or it's like what the large Hadron Collider leg is put together with. But
yeah.
If you want to see who takes home this giant bolt, you can check it out on Thursday on the BattleBots Twitch page. So I highly recommend you check that one out. And then on Friday, you guys, it's the big day we've all been waiting for.
Yay.
Yeah.
Woo.
I think if there was ever a time for the brum, brum, brum,
brum, brum, brum. I'm not going to do it.
Come on, Chris.
For those of you that have hung in there.
Come on.
Chris, do it.
Nobody touch my soundboard.
No, do
Chris.
It.
Nobody do it.
Do it.
I can't. I'm sorry.
Do it.
That is enough out of you.
Bow, 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 bow. Well, now it's just weird if we don't do it.
Yes.
You guys, it's the day. BattleBots returns to the Discovery Channel. So we know of two teams that are doing watch parties. What better way to watch than with a team at a watch party? If you're in Kansas, Battlesaw is holding a watch party at Headshots Bar in Wichita. Headshots is one of the Battlesaw's sponsors this season, so go out and support them if you're in the area. And then the team behind Kraken, they're holding a watch party at the Buffalo Wild Wings in Melbourne, Florida.
Get your chicken wing on.
Yeah.
Florida.
I mean, that's a dream come true right there. So I wish I was near Melbourne. I would be there. If you're there, go for it.
Fun team. Yeah.
Yeah. Super fun. And then there's one little event happening on Saturday, June 8th in Richmond, California. The Bay Area Robotic Combat Club will hold matches for bots that are just 1 pound and under. So we little bots doing a whole lot of destruction. So if you're in Richmond, California, go to the Bay Area Robotic Combat Club and you will have yourself a great time.
Awesome. That wraps up our new bot guide. We'll be back in your feed next week with our new format.
Woo!
Where we're going to recap some of the episode that we see. And, of course, we're going to jump into some interviews with some of these great engineering teams so that we can begin bringing you the stories behind the teams that make the BattleBots. All right, folks. We'll see you later.
Bye.
Have a good one.